Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show for Tuesday, January the 14th. This is Hour 2, Canada's only mid-morning sports talk shows right here. The Silver Fox is in the bunker, Darren DuPont as well. In Hour 1, we had Darren Dreger of TSN. In Hour 2, we've got Peter Labardius coming up and the general manager of the Prince Albert Raiders, Curtis Hunt, who's standing by. Just real briefly, some of the things we're going through today. NFL playoffs, we're heading to the conference championship weekend. We'll be talking about that here in Hour 2. 4 years ago today, John Chick and Weston Dressler were cut by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and Rider fans are still cut 4 years later. I do want to talk about that and whether that was a good move or not for this franchise, historically speaking. And the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question of the day is, did you watch the LSU-Clemson National Championship college football game last night? The whopping majority of you saying, yes, you did. LSU beating Clemson 42-25, and it was a hell of a football game. Great display of college football, other than the fact it was so dang long.
Yeah.
Like four-hour game.
It was super long.
Let's go to Prince Albert now, and we thank Huntsy for sitting by through the break. Curtis, other than cold, how's life in Prince Albert today?
The sun is always shining in the north, so yeah, it's cold, no wind, it's a beautiful day.
Up in the sticks, absolutely. Curtis, you threw us a curve, I believe, with the acquisition of Max Paddock. I texted you because you just got another goalie in Kharki. Can you take us through the last week to 10 days and what led into all your moves at the deadline?
Well, we didn't do a lot. We added, I guess, shortly after Christmas, Matthew Cullen in a little deal with Swift Current. But really for us, we were looking for a goalie. We had an opportunity to bring in Keegan. We just didn't feel that was a real good fit for our club, and maybe following Mike got a little bit. But, you know, John and I had talked maybe a half a dozen times or more from the summer on about the possibility of a deal if there was something for us, keeping in mind we are in the same division. And eventually, I think it just kind of, we found something that we felt both worked for our clubs at our current, you know, where we are right now in our cycle. And we're really excited to have Max on board.
What is it about Max that you like? We're having a bit of an argument here. I said he's 6'5". Our producer Clark says he's no more than 6'2". Let's list it at.
Sound just cut out there, right?
Oh, sorry. Is Max 6'2", or is he 6'4", or higher? And two, what did you like about him specifically?
Well, there's a couple things. I think Max is about 6'2.5", maybe 6'3". What I really like about him is, if you look consistently, at 17, I thought he really did a good job, and he really grabbed the reins for the Pats in that important year, the Mem Cup. He has that big game experience. You know, unfortunately, he has had some injuries along the way. He's healthy now, which was, important for us to get him in healthy. The other part is he's a competitor. He's been a consistent 900 goalie throughout his career. He's certainly given our club fits, as we saw. I think it was a 2-1 overtime win in Regina just shortly after Christmas, the New Year's Day game. And he just gives you a chance every single night to win. I think if we look at our club, probably since November 22nd, I thought the position for us wasn't where it had been earlier in the year. And like I mentioned, it was an opportunity to, I think, you can really give your club a lot of confidence by in that position. It's probably the most important position in any sport, the goaltending position. You can even reflect back to last year and what Ian Scott was able to do for us. And we have a mandate here to try to defend the title, and we think Max gives us a real good opportunity to do that.
Huntsy, I haven't talked to you a ton, but I was up at Emma Lake in August, spent a weekend with David Lederhaus, and everybody was talking Raider hockey all over Lakeland, which was a great feeling. It's been a while. And they knew you'd be good. But are you ahead of where you thought with this team this year?
There's a couple things. You always have the, we call it the hangover, I guess. The most important thing is, there's an old saying, you don't know what you don't know. And I think for our kids to understand what it takes to win and what it takes to win consistently. Now, yeah, we lost a lot of firepower last year, notably Danton Hanoon and Noah Gregor, Brett Leeson, Parker Kelly. Like, that's a lot of goals, almost 100 out of your lineup, or 100 and a half. So we knew we'd probably have to play a little bit differently this year coming in. However, the leadership group we had, we've talked so much about our community, our environment, our locker room, and those guys understand what it takes to win. I think they create a culture where there's an expectation that every single night you hunker in and do whatever it takes. And, I talked a little bit about the goaltending. I thought our goaltending was very, very good early in the year, and that gave us a chance every night, and we found a way to win every night. So I think the addition of Colleen gives us a little more speed and more depth. I think he's a guy that can still contribute and get to that 10-goal range where he was last year after kind of a tough start. And the other part is, this is the time of year when guys really hunker in. I think the deadline's tough. The week leading up to it is tough for the players. There's a lot of anxiety and a lot of maybe insecurity for these young men. Now that it's over, I think we can focus and move forward.
Curtis, we've been talking about the Battle of Alberta and the Zach Cassian, Matthew Tkachuk thing. And first, I want to get your take on that. You got to love that stuff's back in the game a little bit, at least between those two teams.
Well, we've been watching Kelowna Kamloops. I don't know if
that
you guys
too.
Talked
yeah.
about that game, a couple 5-on-5s, and then, of course, the subsequent suspensions and fines. The Battle of Alberta, you know what it is, it's rivaled. It always has been. It's back at the level it had been probably when we were a lot younger. I don't know what my take is on that. I think, sometimes hockey has a way of players taking care of the game itself. And maybe that's a little bit of an old school mentality. I don't fault anybody for how it all happened. Sometimes you just got to pay the fiddler if you want to dance with the big boys.
There you go. But, with that, it's the hate in the game between the two teams. The fans love it. It creates buzz and excitement. And I go back to the playoffs last year. It was the greatest thing between Saskatoon and Prince Albert when you had Mark and Mitch and the media and doing their thing. And we got 10,000 people in Saskatoon in the arena for Game 6. It was unbelievable, right? And I talked to Mark after, and he's like, I probably should have taken that a little bit further. Maybe we could have got 15 in there. I know the communications and the marketing teams, it's tough because you don't want negative publicity if you put yourself out there and then don't win the series, but I love it. It's good for the game. Do you agree?
Well, that's like it's funny. We talk about scheduling now, and one of the primary things we want to do, whether it's Winnipeg, Brandon, Regina, Moose Jaw, Saskatoon, is continue to get those rivalry weekends. As I mentioned, Kelowna Kamloops over in British Columbia. And to have that energy and excitement, sometimes we feel we've almost taken some of the characters out of the game. I remember being in Moose Jaw when Brent and Parker and Barry Webster would go back and forth in the media a little bit, and it brought a lot of excitement. I think our mascot took a beating in the parking lot or something like that.
Puckhead, yes.
Yeah, Puckhead, a little bit unfortunate there. And
she might have deserved it.
I'm not sure. I was a warrior then, and loyalty's everything. However, I do believe we did put out a little warrant, or we were sending the dog pound out after K-9 at the time. Anyways, anytime you have that kind of energy, excitement, our games against Saskatoon this year have been tremendous. They've been tight, they've been close, and our last game after Christmas, their building, I think they had 6,000 or 7,000 people in there, and that's the kind of energy and excitement we need in our game.
Curtis, just to kind of circle back a little bit on kind of a hybrid between the two subjects that we've just touched on. So a couple of years ago in the WHL, when Regina was the host, if you recall, it was just unbelievable how many trades were made that year. I mean, you had three teams in the southern part of the province that all felt they could win in a unique opportunity to be able to play in Regina, and a league record number of trades. And I think we would all agree that when you're dealing with young guys in school and whatnot, they're committed to these programs, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's like at the drop of a hat, you sort of not turn their back on them, but now they're gone, and it's not really maybe sending the right message. On the other hand, now you've gotten to the point where you can't really trade those guys unless they waive their clauses. So we're really talking about older players and picks. It makes it difficult at the deadline for the teams to go out there and make those massive blockbuster trades, and you're not seeing as many of them. Do you think as a general manager that that's a good thing? Or do you think it limits the teams a little bit in their opportunity to really pile on and take a shot at that Memorial Cup? Like, where do you sit on that?
Well, I think we saw Winnipeg make a deal with Red Deer that included 4 second-round picks, and that's typically we see something like that out of the Ontario or Quebec League. And, you know, the Memorial Cup's an interesting animal. I got a lot of questions about that. I don't think Ian Scott was maybe his best, and with all due respect to Ian, because he was the goaltender of the year out here, and he did win us a championship. And, you know, I think he just had a couple tough games there for us, because we were right there, I thought, with those teams. And it is a short tournament, and as we saw how Canada just won a gold off two legs and into the back of the net to, you know, to come within one right away after Russia going up 3-1. The margin of error in those tournaments is so small and so slim. So I think what the trades, yeah, a couple of years ago, got a little out of control. You know, Tri-Cities went after it. Portland went after it as well on the other side and grabbed some older players. And you don't want to be trading. However, if I look at the deal we just did with Regina, you've got a 19-year-old player who has been, you know, a warrior in terms of how he's played for his club. And it's a club that's, you know, John has made the commitment here to rebuild. He's restocked his shelves with a lot of high draft picks moving into this year's draft. For our club, we move a high draft pick and we move a 17-year-old, you know, NHL radar player who, you know, just the way it works in our depth chart wasn't quite getting the ice that he maybe could have deserved. Now, it's unfortunate that, you know, he's going to have the surgery. However, he'll start the year fresh. And really, that's what Regina, I believe, is looking for, that youth, that speed, that kind of player, plus the pick or picks, depending on Max's return, that he can use in the future. And I think it's a deal where when I move an older player out, for an example, it's an opportunity for that player to maybe be part special. Now, 3 years ago when we started our build, I asked our overage players, and Tim Vanstone, a Swift Current kid, said, I've been a Raider. I want to stay a Raider regardless. And we do believe that his presence here and his leadership was part of our journey and part of that path to success. So I'm not sure I answered the question completely. We do have to be mindful of the fact that school is very important, although nowadays most of these kids, and especially the sports school kids, are taking classes online. So that has become a little bit easier to transfer province to province, U.S. to Canada. And the other thing is been on a standard player agreement. I think most of us like to keep those, to keep and honor those commitments.
Curtis, we'll let you go. There are few people busier than a hockey general manager. I know that. So thanks for the chat. I love the number 2 jersey up in the frame, by the way. Who dug that out for you? Was that Hunt stock, or did the Raiders have that tucked away under the stands?
Well, that was, I think my wife had it. That is my jersey from the 1985 team. You can see the Cooper CCM Labatt's Memorial Cup. I think Molson's on there too, but that's my original jersey. I had it framed somewhere in one of my moves. Smashed the glass out of it, so just waiting to send it back. And then the other jersey up on top of the shelf, that was from when I joined the club, and the puck in the corner was the first win as a general manager, the kids brought that in for me. So pretty special memories on both sides.
I should mention, by the way, Chance Petrouk, the talk of junior A hockey. Your mom's a Petrouk. So would you guys be cousins, or are you an uncle of Chance? And your thoughts on the season he's having with Yorkton?
Well, actually, his dad is Jeff, ex-Regina Pat, I think a 50-goal scorer. So Jeff's my first cousin. And so
he's my second cousin,
I'm not sure. But watched Chance a little bit when he played with the Warriors. Haven't had a chance to see him with Yorkton, but a skilled player. And it's good to see him have that success.
Bloodlines, Hunsie. Bloodlines. He doesn't know what to say to that. Curtis, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. All right. Thanks for having me.
You bet. He's like, I didn't have any skill. What are you talking about? Jack, watching in Calgary, why is the Rod Peterson show great? Example why, personally, I stopped keeping up with the WHL after our friend Mark Gregg was drafted in the first round of the NHL draft. Guess what? I'm back in the know because of the RP show. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. Giving a voice to those who don't have a voice every day at 10 a.m. Central.
What? Must make you feel good.
Does the heart good. I was on my phone. You saw that, Dupes. This was sent to me from CBS Sports. The Cleveland Browns have decided to hire Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski, who has spent all 14 of his pro coaching seasons in Minnesota, Kelly, as you know. He will be the franchise's 18th head coach. Kevin Stefanski, the head coach now, the Cleveland Browns. And the article goes on to say who's going to be in and who's going to be out. And I don't have time to sit here and read it. They're saying that Chris Jones will be out. The people that are sending that to me are saying that Jones will be out, but I don't see it confirmed here. Shoot, they haven't officially announced Stefanski yet, have they?
Well,
as far as you know, since we've been sitting here, they haven't officially announced it.
And I know it had been reported, and as it's going to happen even late yesterday, but I don't know if it's been unveiled or released from by the team.
I'm just trying to pass along the news, if that's the case.
It's not good news for the Vikings. He did a good job.
Yeah. You like Stefanski?
Well, I mean, we improved a lot this year with him taking over the offense. So.
Yeah.
Now, if we could just get an offensive line that knew how to block.
Yeah,
that helps.
Cousins was running for his most quarterbacks.
By the way,
Arash
Madani is officially he is officially insane. Like the cheese has completely slipped off the cracker with that guy and Kirk Cousins.
He won't listen to anything.
It's a mental disorder. If Kirk Cousins plays a great football game, you don't hear from Arash. Like there's just nothing. If his team wins. But if they lose and Kirk plays well, he's got all the stats and here's his record on Mondays. And it's like, oh, my God, what's wrong? He needs counseling. Help.
Well,
maybe you could help him.
By the way, first you need to know that you need help. Frankly, that's step one. But I just want to caution people as I sit here today. The guy that sent me the tweet, look, it was bye-bye Jones and then the Stefanski story. I'm like, don't say stuff like that until it's announced. Because what we hear is that Jones is a friend in the front office with the Browns that may have nothing to do with Stefanski. So don't, just because you read an article from CBS Sports, automatically say that Chris Jones is gone, because we don't know that. Stefanski hasn't even been hired yet from what we know. And then he damn sure hasn't announced his staff yet, which this has been ringing in my head a couple of times over the last few days. People are just wigging out that the Riders haven't announced their staff yet. It's minus 41 outside.
What does that have to do with it?
They're not coaching anybody right now.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's minus 41 outside. They're not coaching anybody right now. So just hold on to your panties. Let them announce the staff. They don't even have Stefanski hired yet in Cleveland, and people are getting rid of Jones. Like, come on. That's what's wrong with society right now. On the way, Peter Labardius.
That and a lot of other things.
We'll be back. You're watching the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members. Plus, members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for a Tuesday morning sports update. The Montreal Canadiens have won back-to-back games after dropping 8 in a row. Carey Price turned aside all 31 shots he faced to help Montreal down the visiting Flames 2-0 last night. The Edmonton Oilers will be without forward Zach Cassian when they host Nashville tonight. Cassian received a 2-game suspension stemming from an altercation with Calgary's Matthew Tkachuk on Hockey Night in Canada. The Toronto Maple Leafs are looking to bounce back from a tough road loss as they welcome the New Jersey Devils to Scotiabank Arena. Toronto fell 8-4 to the Panthers in Florida Sunday night and also lost top defenseman Morgan Rielly to a fractured foot in the process. The Ottawa Senators will hope to end a 7-game slide tonight when they take on the Blackhawks on home ice. Also tonight, the Jets welcome Vancouver. The Western Hockey League has announced how it will be promoting organ donation without having Don Cherry as the face of the campaign. For the past two seasons, the Dub promoted WHL suits up for Don Cherry to promote organ donation, which saw its teams wear Don Cherry-themed jerseys that were auctioned off in support of the Kidney Foundation of Canada. The campaign's raised close to $500,000. This year, in the wake of Cherry's firing for controversial comments he made on Hockey Night in Canada in November, the campaign is simply being called WHL Suits Up to Promote Organ Donation.
So are they going to wear Don Cherry
themed
jerseys?
Don Cherry cast aside, it would appear, according to this story. The top team in the NBA takes on one of the worst when the Milwaukee Bucks host the New York Knicks tonight. Fear the deer. Milwaukee leads the league at 35-6, has won three straight and eight of its last 10. The Knicks, meanwhile, are second last in the Eastern Conference at 11-29. And breaking news from the Jolly Green Giants, the Saskatchewan Roughriders have re-signed long snapper Jorgen Hus to a one-year extension. He is a U of R Rams grad and a Saskatoon boy. This sports update for Seat Giant. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, see you at Wendell's. It's Taco Tuesday. Chicken tacos on special today at Wendell's. And we'll be there Saturday ahead of the Rush and the Colorado Mammoth. We got a limo bus going, and we're stopping at Wendell Clark's before the game for food and drink.
And fun.
And frivolity. And zany hijinks.
And decadence.
A lot of and perversion. We're not a good team when we get together. A lot of folks writing in saying, just seen on the NFL Network, Kevin Stefanski named new head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Ugh.
And I'm just saying, I'm not saying that Chris Jones is being retained. I'm not saying he's not being retained. He was on this show yesterday wearing a Cleveland Browns shirt. Does that mean anything? Means something to me. John's watching from Kansas City. Go Chiefs! Where we now? What road are we going to go down right now before Peter Labardius comes in? Don Cherry having everybody turn their back on grapes. Chiefs Titans. Or just real briefly, your thoughts on this, guys, in 60 seconds or less or longer, if it takes that. 4 years ago today, John Chick, Weston Dressler released by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I think there's still hard feelings on behalf of Weston. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, today's his three-year wedding anniversary with Tegan. Facebook's a wonderful thing. I don't know that people necessarily have a problem that it was done. It's the way that it was done. Execution style.
Yeah.
Now, ask Bobby Jurison if there's just a little, small little part of him that isn't still a little sour. Mm-hmm.
Does history show that it was the right thing or the wrong thing? And is that even the issue? As I just said, the way it was done's got people upset. Probably. What do you guys think?
Well, I think in the case of, you know, Chick and Dressler, I think you have to remember that Brendan Tamman was the general manager at the time when things were good, right? Well, he leaves, another general manager comes in, and with all due respect, the new GM at the time, Chris Jones, wasn't it? He didn't really owe those guys anything. He doesn't even know them. So he doesn't have the history of all those conversations that would have taken place, and you know, this the contract restructuring and everything that would have gone into Brennan trying to manipulate numbers and try to make sure that they won in 2013. He's gone, new guy comes in, he looks at these contracts and goes, are you kidding? Not a chance. I don't blame either side, because I think if I was a player, I would be feeling like after everything that I've given this organization and all of the sacrifices I made with my contract, and now on my back end side, you're going to cut me? But what do you do? I can understand why it was done, but I can understand why they're a little ticked off.
Yeah, I agree.
I love it.
I agree.
Racket.
I think that, you know, it comes down to the responsibility of the people in charge of the organization at the very top to relay that to a general manager or coach and sit them down and be like, look at it. This is what Saskatchewan is. This is what matters to these people. This is why they show up and buy tickets and show up and buy merchandise and why we can give you the keys to the franchise and pay you a lot of money. Don't, not saying that you have to keep these players and sacrifice your system and the quality of a football program, but understand this. And know that if you're going to make player transactions, it means something different to people here than it does in other markets. So act accordingly and maybe have a little bit different process for that. But if you're honest and open about it, then I think people will always respect that and understand it, whether you make a popular move or not, right? But yeah, the execution style, just you're gone. That part doesn't sit well. I think if you just say, look, I really understand what these guys mean here. But look at, we have to move, we have to get ready for the next wave, and it's going to be revolving around guys who are, you know, in their early 20s now or mid 20s today. We have to move on from these guys and start looking at the future, but we wish them all the best. So
yeah, well, it's got the Facebook wall going with comments, which I knew that it would. Yeah, I believe that there's hard feelings there. In time, the Rough Riders and those players will reconcile. There's no doubt. That's the way it goes. But it's going to take some more time and people to be out of the way for that to happen, but it will happen. But as you just said, for everything those guys gave to this franchise, literal blood, sweat, and tears to just be, get on your knees in the dirt in the field, back of the head.
Yeah.
Thanks for your services, but yeah, it's a new day and you're not part of it. So see ya.
Yeah.
Or what's a contract with? Because Weston had just signed a 4-year deal. Right? That's why there's no loyalty anymore. There just isn't. You can blame Chris Jones as you want. Again, back to the perspective thing. A 6 painted on the floor. One guy standing on one end of it says it's a 6. The guy on the other side says, no, it's a 9. Depends what side you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, History Show was the best thing for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders? Might have been. And Wayne's watching in Victoria, BC. He says, how do you cut a player the right way? It's a good point.
And if you're looking at it from the side, it looks like a scoop of ice cream.
You get it, right?
Yeah. All perspective. No.
So it's, but Kelly said it right. Yeah. Maybe it was the right thing. But can you blame Dressler and Chick for being upset? You can't.
Not at all.
Absolutely not. So we appreciate the comments there. Chad Isaac writes in, he says, there is nothing on the Cleveland Browns Twitter or website saying a word about Chris Jones. So even though they've hired a new head coach today, there's nothing saying that Jones will or will not be back with the Cleveland Browns. We're watching it very closely. But again, today, the four-year anniversary of Weston Dressler and John Chick being released by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and people are not over it, and there are people that will never get over it. And that's their right. Let's go out on video chat now. Our good friend Peter Labardius joins us on the heels of his Calgary Flames loss in Montreal last night. Good day, Lou. Where do we check in with you from today?
Oh, hold tight.
It really scares me when I hear the guys on the other side of this wall yell, what? No audio from Lou this morning.
There will be.
There will be, of course. When I left this show yesterday, by the way, getting Lou on is not going to be a big deal. I know that we'll be able to do it because we've had him on so many times.
Oh, yeah.
When I left the show yesterday, my shirt was soaked with sweat with the Chris Jones thing. We had him on video, then we didn't have him on video, then we had him on audio, and then there was feedback. And I'm sitting here tap dancing like a chicken on a hot plate, trying to keep it all together.
Because there's a guy you may not get back as easy the next time.
That's the point.
Yeah.
And I wrote in my 10 things column on the weekend, marketing slogans that have stuck in my head. Another one came up this morning. Don't ever let him see you sweat. Who said it?
Easier said than done.
Who said it? Can somebody tell me?
I know this. Do you know?
Well, I'd have to Google it. Don't ever let him see you sweat.
I can hear it, and I can hear who it was.
Now, let's try it again. Peter Labardius. Oh, now they're saying we don't. He's got to take his headphones off. The ones I looked them up, the best never rest. Ford trucks, 1991. You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Mm-hmm. East
who
is
said
east.
It?
Oh, Jesus.
Head and shoulders in the 80s.
East is east and west is west, but an elephant never forgets.
Dr. Seuss.
Boulder's Rule. Flintstones, 1968.
Not Dr. Seuss?
No. James Bond rock.
What is Popeye's favorite food?
Spinach, my friend.
Chicken.
Okay, you know what? She's getting a bit of a bad rap because how many millennials would even know Popeye?
She's getting such a bad rap.
But did you watch the outtakes, the bloopers? It took her 7 takes with 7 different questions, and she answered them all crazy and wrong, and they couldn't use any of them.
The women in my family this morning were just bashing her at the kitchen table for that. And I'm like, maybe she doesn't know.
Know Popeye.
I love Jerry D. Jake, he's dancing.
He's like, didn't she get like $10,000
of chicken?
Of free Popeye's chicken.
It's pretty good chicken.
Yeah.
Popeye's Louisiana chicken. What do you like? You love this, eh, DuPont? I think you put this show together just to sit here every day.
I do. I'm a fan.
Is Lou ready?
I'm crying.
I'm crying. Here's what I get. I'll let you know. That's from Clark. So we're sitting here tap dancing on a hot plate like chicken. Nelson writes in, tough actin, ten actin. John Madden. For foot fungus.
For foot fungus. I don't know. They never let you see them. Never let them see his sweat. I've been looking up that one. A lot of people say it. I honestly think that comes from Harvey Specter. I think that was from Suits where you heard that.
No.
I think that's...
Don't let him see a sweat?
I think he used that then.
No. Harvey Specter stole that from...
Well, for sure. From somebody else.
Yeah, from Degree or something.
It's not like an actual... I couldn't find one person who said it. It comes up a ton.
So now we're going to go down the road of...
Bunch of sources.
Of favorite lines. Waz is listening in Saskatoon. You know Kenny Wasden?
Yeah.
He says, chicken pot pie.
My three favorite words from Ricky, Trailer Park Boys. I'll see you, Ricky from Trailer Park Boys, and I'll raise you, Bob Poley. Lobster tail and beer. My three favorite things.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
This is Flintstone again.
No. Corleone.
Don Corleone.
Yeah, from the
Godfather.
Okay. Make him an offer he can't refuse. This is when they're all shooting people in the head, Darren.
Terry Carrier writing in, and he says, Menin speed stick. Don't ever let him see a sweat.
Yeah.
It was a lady. It was a woman.
Don't ever let him see
a
sweat.
Marketing. That's right. It was a female.
Yeah.
Sheldon and Estevan says, if you're not first, you're last. Who said it?
Ricky Bobby.
You kind of got to have watched the movie, though.
Yeah.
Because he lived his whole life on if you're not first, you're last. And then he brought it up to his dad at the end of the movie, and the dad didn't even remember saying it.
Yeah.
He's like, what? That to him. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Makes no sense. Have you seen Talladega Nights, Rems?
No.
You're not a big movie guy, are you?
Yeah, I like movies.
It's good.
From Waz. You're the bomb, buddy. From Waz.
What about this one? Two Utes.
Is that Flintstones too?
No.
Three's Company?
think movies.
Home Alone?
No.
Clark just said Home Alone. Thanks, Clark.
Two Utes.
My cousin Vinny.
Remember the same guy.
Lurch.
Leo Getz.
Lurch. The judge.
Sean in Saskatoon.
What is a Ute?
A Ute. Yeah. Sean Dahl in Saskatoon writes in and he says, Godfather, come on, Rod. I don't think I've watched one Godfather. Sorry.
Oh.
Don't at me.
Best two movies ever.
What's happening with Labardius, by the way? Joe Pesci. There you go. Joe Pesci's the guy that we're talking about. No. And I think about that all the time when I'm going through a drive-thru. Joe Pesci in Lethal Weapon. They F you at the drive-thru. Right? You get past 100 yards gone and they've screwed up your order.
Yeah.
Every time.
You can't go back.
Joe Pesci, Lethal Weapon. Leo Getz, whatever you want, Leo Getz.
Joe Pesci with the greatest speech in the history of, was it the Academy Awards?
Was it?
Way, way, way back when he won something for Goodfellas, and he won the award, and you know, everybody's standing up, and he walks up, and he looks at the award, and he says, it was a privilege, thank you. And walked off, everybody went, I love it. What was that, 18 seconds?
It gives an extra 8 minutes to the next guy.
Exactly.
Rob Cameron writes in, he says, secret antiperspirant. Never let them see you sweat.
Yeah.
So we've had two. Somebody said Menon, somebody said Secret. Which is it?
And it was a female comic because she was bombing.
On stage.
No matter how bad it ever gets.
Don't let them see you sweat.
Don't let them see you sweat.
Did anybody see me sweat yesterday with we're trying to get Jones on the air? I know I'm asking.
Nobody.
I'm not bragging because I felt like I bombed. Like I could have wrung my shirt out with sweat yesterday.
That's only part that, though. The other part is it's 78 degrees in the studio.
I love how warm it is in here. Don't you, Ramps? Isn't it great?
Yeah, I would much prefer this than, you know, the way I was feeling last week, which was like cold and shivery and yucky and gross.
We're getting behind on our breaks, so hang on. Oh, here we go. You can't handle the truth.
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
A few good men.
That courtroom scene with Tom Cruise, who's just
I want the truth.
Yeah, and
you can't handle the truth. That was Nicholson when he was cool.
Yeah, and Tom
it's not
Cruise.
Cool anymore.
But Tom never gets enough credit for his role in that scene. That's the greatest scene in movies.
Alan Lai, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Taxi, right?
Louis.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Remember Louis?
We're going through all
Danny
this. Louis
DeVito?
De Palma?
No, Louis. Danny DeVito
from
playing
Kevin
Louis.
Gallant. Look, Lou's just loving this. Our viewership's going.
Is it or is it going the other way?
Who cares? We're having fun. That's what we do here.
Good point.
More movie lines. We'll break and. Yeah, we got to bring on Lou next. Lou, hang on. No, wait a minute. We've made him wait long enough. I'm sorry. Let's bring in Peter Labardius now. Lou, where are you, my friend?
I'm in Toronto, Ontario.
Are you enjoying the decadence and perversion that's going on in the program here today?
There's nothing I enjoy more than a little skullduggery and cheap chicanery.
You're finding it right here. Trust me today, Lou.
With that cast of characters, there's a stunning surprise.
Lou, I'm on Team Cassian.
Shocking.
Can you give me...
Stone Cold Stunner.
Can you give me your take on what happened Saturday night and the eventual fallout with the two-game suspension of Zach Cassian?
Okay, which part do you want?
All of it.
The whole ball of wax.
Okay, well, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, okay? So the first thing you have to determine is, were they bad, terrible hits? Well, you guys can decide. I think, Roddy, you've already decided. Were they somewhat predatory in nature? Yes. Does the person who receives the hits, when it's happened a couple of times in the game, do they not need to take some ownership and have some awareness when someone is on the ice? Absolutely. Listen, I'm very much in this camp. I understand, trust me, in watching Matthew Tkachuk go about his business every single day, why, if you are on the other side, you would want to knock his lights out. And if you are on his side, you understand that on that night, dragging your team into the battle, being an incredibly impactful player, and having someone else lose it that, in a sense, cost his team a hockey game, that there's that side too. So the people in Calgary are loving one situation. The people in Edmonton, whether it's media or their fans, they're mad as you know what. And I get both sides. And I also get both sides of why the Edmonton people feel like it's really disrespectful and why Matthew Tkachuk felt like he was just doing his job, and why would he go ahead in that situation and fight this player? So I'm sort of like, I see it from both sides. I absolutely do. And I'd be the first guy if I was on the other side. Like, who gets to decide when it's time to fight? And if they're bad hits, then isn't it up to the guys in stripes to determine or go about their business differently?
Well, not only that, Peter, but they scored on the power play and won the game. So do you sit back and say, well, you did the wrong thing by not honoring the code? BS, you didn't honor the code. They won. But, you know, here's the interesting thing. And, Lou, you and I are best buddies, and we talk about this a lot. How excited have I been in the last decade or so about the sport of hockey in general in comparison to, say, 20 years ago?
I'll say this. If you got that every night or 10 or 15 nights a year, you'd be as glued in as anybody. I will say this. You can take the incident, which everybody is magnified, but here's the real story of the game the other night. That is one of the greatest NHL regular season games I have ever witnessed or covered.
Thank you.
Period. End of story. It was what was great about hockey. It was played with incredible skill. It was played with great pace. It was played with great passion. People were invested. The building was buzzing. It was awesome, with a capital A, and I would be saying exactly the same thing, because honestly, I don't have a huge stake in the outcome. It's not like what I tried to watch on Saturday, those purple donkeys, or when Team Canada plays. I don't have the same kind of stake. I mean, I have good relationships. If Calgary makes the playoffs, might put a little extra money in my wallet. I care about that. But I love competition and great sport. That was great sport and great theater.
Well, that's where I was going with this thing. So my point is this. So you take a guy like me, who's been fairly impartial at hockey at all different levels, and it hurts me to say this, because as you know, because this is how we met 30 years ago, 27 years ago, at the rink in Moose Jaw, I lived for rivalry in hockey. I lived for Pats Warriors. I used to live and love, when I was a little guy, for Flames Oilers Battle of Alberta. And I just feel like there's just a big hollow part of me that's been void and absent for so long. I watched that game on Saturday night and I came alive. I was sicker than a dog. And I jumped off my couch a couple of times going, if it could be like this all the time, you'd have me back. And that's, to me, what's important. So I don't quite understand, guys, why there's this group of people out there and they're passionate hockey fans, but they want, you know, Matthew Tkachuk tarred and quartered. But if it wasn't for guys like that, would there be any reason to even get emotional? Like, I get it, you know, the stuff with Doughty from L.A., and now you got this. People go, well, this guy's a troublemaker, and he's a rat, and all this other stuff. So what? He's good for the game of hockey. He gets people like me fired up. Drager earlier said it. Like, isn't this what we're supposed to want? Is rivalry and fun again?
Well, I think it is. I think it is, and passion creates great situation. It's if you love sports, the reason we love sports, or no matter what we love, it's because we're passionate about it, and we feel better about it when we feel that the people participating have that kind of investment. So I completely understand it. Now, I also understand that these are different times. Listen, let's go back to when I was a kid, okay? And understanding that, you know, that was a long, long time ago. And it's a crazy story because I ended up as the voice of the Regina Pats. I could barely go to school when the Pats came to Saskatoon because I was so geared up. And the guy that I have so much respect for that played for the Pats, one of the great juniors of all time, Dale Durkach. What was his nickname?
The Rat.
Do you think I went to the rink every night not wanting somebody to like knock him into row G of the Saskatoon Arena?
He was an angel. Right, I did. He wasn't doing anything wrong.
Yeah. He and him and Centroni and Tour Grimson. Yeah, Tour, they were all angels, all right.
Dale adorns halo. This desk daily. He's an angel. Anyway, Sorry. Sorry to interrupt. Continue.
No, that's all. But I'm just trying to make the point. That's what makes it great. You know, rivalry really is what makes sports great. Why are we so excited at what happened a couple of Sundays ago when our country won the World Junior? Because it unites us. People are passionate. The kids play with great passion. You can tell that they're completely invested. We're invested. That's what it's all about. Can it be like that 82 games a year? No chance. But yeah, for that night, that was a special, special night. And as Kelly and I are on the same page, which is no surprise, I get all the fallout and why people are mad and why they want Matthew tar and feathered and why James Neal is talking about he feels like it's a lack of respect. I get all of it. And I understand. And I think everybody has a right to feel the way they do, considering the situation. Nobody's really wrong. Everybody's right. But end of story, when I left that rink, and I was not in a good mood when I went to the rink on Saturday, and you guys might be able to figure out why, a little cranky, but that night, you know, that fixed a bad mood, because I left there, and the Edmonton media guys were mad, and this guy was mad, and you know, the whole damn rink was mad.
Well, I will just say this because we're way late and I got to meet a couple guys for lunch at 12:15, so we can't go too long. But Lou, this Pacific Division race, that is, as you would know, in the game notes showed it, the Oilers and Flames hadn't met this late in the season for first place since 1990.
Oh.
So can you talk about the Pacific Division race? It's just wild.
Well, it is, and it changes every day. And the fact of the matter is, Roddy, I think it's going to stay that way. It will not surprise me if it goes right down to Flames-Oilers last game of the regular season, April 4th. And my guess is there's going to be some people tuning in across the country to the next three times that they play.
All right, Lou.
Including me.
Including all of us. And guess what? Nothing will happen. We get that comment.
By the way, By the way, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's always the way that it goes. Get those comments off the screen if you don't mind. We got Wendell and we got the rat. We'll see who wins, Lou. Have a great day.
They're both beautiful people. That's all I would say. And you know what? What a joy and a pleasure to grow up watching both of them.
No doubt. Lou, bye, guys. Stay young. Stay young.
I'm feeling a wee bit young today.
Ships ahoy.
Go Titans.
There you go. Love you, Lou. Love you.
Oh, man. What a great day. What a great day we've had. We got a break. We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Back in overtime now for Emerald Water of your favorite sports talk show. Everybody's really enjoying the show, guys. Dale Durkach has texted, or you probably got it, Rems, if you check your phone. He double texted you and me with a very simple thank you. And it's true. Dale Durkach is an angel.
Yeah. There it is.
And a franchise icon.
And an
all around great human being.
As good a human being as you'll ever meet, and I don't throw that around lightly. He's in, like, my top. When you get to the top where Dale is, there's no, it's 1A, 1B, 1C.
That's right. They're just all up there on the top together.
Thanks for watching, Dirk. And to all of you, Jeff Kozak writes in, he says, can't get enough of this show. LOL. Thank you. Nor can we. Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show. Did I tell you that? Coming to you from the bunker from Western Canada. Somebody was asking if this is a record for Rod's rants on the program today. Well, clearly it is. What have we had? 48 rants? You, Remps, yeah. Me, Lou. Our rants are for Bronco Plumbing and Heating, your factory-authorized Bryant furnace dealer. And I'm telling you, if you're having any furnace problems this time of year, you don't want them.
No,
Broncos not the place that you want to call. Minus 41. Are you kidding me? Sports on tap tonight for the Tap Brewhouse and Eatery in the Western League. Prince George is at Winnipeg today. The Regina Pats are at Portland. This is how big of a dub nerd I am. I'm wondering, are they playing in the Glass Palace ramps, the old Coliseum, or are they in the new place, the Rose Garden? I don't know, but I'll be listening. Kamloops at Spokane tonight and Tri-City at Victoria. That's in the dub. SJ, Yorkton's at Weyburn, Battleford's at Notre Dame. I was offered by Jamie Neugebauer to come out and broadcast a Hounds game with him, and I said, I think I'm going to have car trouble Tuesday night.
You're going on a limb.
Damn cold in the dunk.
You and Lynch.
All of those arenas.
In the press box in the dunk.
Cold.
I can see you and Lynch driving around in Big Bird, like just driving around waving at people.
We both miss Big Bird, I can tell you that for free. And 11 games in the National Hockey League tonight. The Canadian teams in action are Toronto home to New Jersey, Ottawa home to Chicago. The Jets are home to Vancouver. There's another one that we'll get on our television, TSN3, as we live in the Bermuda Triangle of the National Hockey League. Right here in the 306. And then, of course, we'll at 8, turnover for the Oilers and the Predators. That's sports on tap for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Spend $100 in the Tap Liquor Store, and you will get a $20 gift card to use in the brewhouse. Stop by to see them today. Nelson Hakowicz chiming in and says, Veterans Memorial Coliseum is where that game is being played tonight, the Pats and the Portland Winterhawks. That's the Glass Palace. And I will tell you one story, guys, before we go off the air. Calling a Pats game in Portland one year, and the Winterhawks are winning 7-1. It was Taco Bell night. And if they had scored 7 goals, everybody would get a free Taco Bell. And they all had little bells, miniature versions of these. Yeah. And for some reason, they thought it would be a great idea to pelt the visiting radio guy with these bells. And of course, there's 11,000 people in the facility. And I'm down under my, like this, crouching. I'm just getting hammered with bells. And the season ticket holders behind. You've been in the Glass Palace, Kelly?
No, never been there.
The booth is right in the crowd. You're right in the middle of the crowd. So these Winterhawks season ticket holders got up and stood all around me. I might have said something to incite it. But that's my... Every time I think of the Glass Palace, I think of getting pelted by Taco Bells. Those were the days.
It's a different time.
What's the most...
Can't have it anymore.
The most unwelcoming arena
Swift Current
in the country for Rockies.
I don't need to think about it.
Yeah, Swift Current.
But see, here's the problem. And Darren, you never knew my dad, right?
No.
You never met him.
No.
Kelly, you knew him very well.
Yes.
And we're, I'd like to say, rather similar. My dad says a lot of the things that I say, but he didn't have a mic in front of him. So, do you know what I'm saying?
I do. I wouldn't say you're similar in a lot of ways, though.
I hope a few.
You're a little... Well, yes, but you're, let's just say that you're a little more boisterous. Your dad had a similar type of take on things, but wasn't quite as...
opinionated?
Well, he didn't have the forum either, though. Like
Jim, that's what I'm saying. He didn't have a mic in front of him.
He's a quiet guy.
Swift Current, Darren, what's more nasty than needing a police escort in and out of town? Like I needed. So Swift Current would be number one. We're over that. But in Prince George, I'm calling the game. There's a guy right in front of me, right here. I can reach out and talk to the top of his head. First commercial break, I'm doing a game with the Pats in Prince George. This guy stands up and he goes, "You are the loudest guy that's ever come through here. We can't even enjoy the game." So I took my headphone and I said, "Buddy, there's 5,000 empty seats in here, so why don't you move? Because I can't." He ended up moving.
Of course.
But he didn't like me.
No, that's funny.
But think about it. Where am I supposed to go to call this game?
Yeah.
You can move.
Or you're going to change your style of broadcast to satisfy
for
some...
For one guy.
No. Yeah. Put a couple clothespins on your vocal cords here in your throat to try and quiet you down. What? You're a broadcaster. You're supposed to have a big voice.
I'm sorry. Am I bothering you, sir?
That was pretty much it.
You and your Twinkie and your hot chocolate?
Ken in Kelowna says your dad was great. He thought before he spoke. Not saying you don't, but
maybe
you
that
do.
Was what I was...
You do say it out loud. Your thoughts.
What a good man you
are. Randy, watching from Mazatlan, Mexico. Randy Nickel says, "I didn't see Jim as emotional." Well, he wasn't your dad.
I think he was
very emotional. Very emotional.
By the sounds of it, Jim was you with a filter.
That's pretty good. Or your gym without the filter.
Would you go along with that?
Thinking the same things, same processes, but sometimes what he's thinking doesn't get out.
Rod, no.
Whether it's the form.
Jim was a little more calculated.
Yeah.
Rod was a little more spontaneous.
Yeah, and my dad also didn't have a radio show, so.
Correct. I'm sorry. Right? You didn't do
the same stuff going on up here.
Yeah.
And calculated about what.
He just thought about it, yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Scott Henbury writes in from Great Western, just about to enjoy lunch at Wendell Clark's. Say hi to everybody at Wendell's for us, please, Scott. It is Taco Tuesday, by the way, so enjoy those. We're out. We're gone. Anything else? Did we cover anything today other than having just a barrel of monkeys of fun?
We did that, a really good time.
Wasn't that a good time?
Really
good
time.
The last 2 hours?
Yeah. Man.
Can you put that up again, Clark? What's coming up tomorrow? He's typing in what we have tomorrow. Another dog's breakfast, I would say. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Going back and forth between football, hockey. I want to talk about the Rush. Can we do that tomorrow?
Let's do it.
Saturday, it's the Colorado Mammoth in town. We're taking a limo bus. I don't feel enough hype about this game. And Rams, you haven't even been to a game yet, right?
No, but I'm taking my son to a game this year.
We got tickets for you. If you want to come, we got tickets for you.
This is tomorrow?
No. Any game you want.
Okay.
You and the driving force, you're going on us.
Okay, I got
which,
you.
By extension, is on the Rush. But on the program tomorrow, Duke and Abu. Mike Abomeshrick makes his triumphant return to the program. Marcus Ball, free agent linebacker, former NFLer and CFLer. Bruce Urban, the owner of the Saskatchewan Rush, tomorrow on the show. Bruce, so thank you, Clark, for lining that up. And Dustin Nielsen, he's really getting upset, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
On Oilers stuff. So looking forward to all of that. Dustin Nielsen from TSN Edmonton. Thanks, Ramps.
Oh, always fun.
We got some gift certificates.
Extra fun today for whatever reason. It just...
Because we're good people.
Well, that's part of it.
Good people. Gift certificates for you from Ballers. And we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for joining us today for coffee. Caliber Coffee here. We'll see you at 10 a.m. Central on Facebook Live.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.